Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Wanted to ask you guys, how was the weekend? How was the weekend?
I'll tell you what, man. If you've been going through a drought, you need some rain. I got a pointer for you.
Really?
Plan a barbecue. Plan a barbecue. Guaranteed the rain's coming.
Guaranteed, huh?
Guaranteed.
That's right.
We've been planning this for, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Something like that. Plan a barbecue. Pouring rain. So I had to get real industrious.
Oh, please tell us.
I had to get my beach umbrella.
Oh.
Out of the closet. And pop that puppy open over my grill. So I wouldn't get soaked while I'm grilling chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. But you know what? It worked.
It worked.
It worked really well.
Yep.
I did not get wet. The chicken wasn't ruined.
Nope. Turned out really good.
And it was pretty good.
Yep.
Well, Chris, was the chicken good?
The chicken was good.
Yeah.
Was it grilled right?
It was grilled right.
Yeah, I got some good pointers. I don't know what you guys do over there in Texas and up in Jersey. We got it going on down here in Florida.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, here we go. Barbara,
y'all don't know about no. Y'all don't know about no barbecue.
See, you're stirring something up now. See, that Eddie going with
Eddie?
The sticky ribs.
I'm sure they're listening
this morning. He's listening.
Eddie, listen up, man. Listen up.
He's going to get you with sticky ribs now. I mean, he says they're looking good now.
Yeah, rain and all, man.
Well, did you happen to see Chris's new addition to the family? I mean, we did talk about this Friday. We were a little bit shocked.
Yes. Yes.
Amazed that
the family just continues to grow. I don't know how it happens.
Oh. And yet, again, we are going to try the having another pet in the home. Didn't get a chance. We've had tigers, lions, and bears, oh my, in the house.
Oh my.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think we did it right this time, though.
I got to admit. I got to admit.
Dinosaurs. I mean, what? Did you see the dog?
He brought the dog. We had chicken, and we had pug. But I got to tell you, man, that was the cutest little dog, man. I'll have to send you a picture. Post it on Torch, man. It was adorable.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's probably about this big, about the size of a rat.
6 inches, huh?
But it was adorable.
Yeah.
He laid on my belly and just slept forever.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, those are the best. I'll tell you. I mean, we all have dogs. We just love these animals.
Yeah, I can't put mine on my chest though.
No.
Well, my 80-pound Doberman tries to get on my chest. I'm just like,
oh, I know. That's right.
Can you get your chin off of me yet again?
It's like, yeah, right off my head.
Yeah, we should have named him Shadow because, I mean, everywhere you walk, he wants to be right there, part of the family. It's amazing. But you just bond with them, you know. If you have an elderly person or someone that's at home, I tell you, there's nothing – it's really a great thing to consider is getting them a pet, get them a dog. I mean, they're great companions. They will – if you treat them right, they will love their master.
Oh, man.
And it's just therapeutic. I love walking the dog. It's very, very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
Later in my dad's life, he got a dog and really, truly helped. He was single and really helped him out. He was recovering from illnesses. Mm-hmm. It truly helped him out.
Oh, wow.
We did see an amazing video. Wish we had that available for you today. Maybe we can make it available this week. So we saw a video this Sunday of an autistic boy
was
interacting with – was that a lab?
It was a lab. Yeah. It's a yellow lab.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful lab, and the lab is just trying to reach out to the autistic little boy. I mean, he could have been more than 2 years old.
Yeah.
And they're laying the autistic boy is sitting on the ground, and the dog is laying right before him, and the dog is trying to put a paw on his leg on his body.
Yeah.
The little boy's like,
kept pushing it away. You're touching me. Get off of
me. You are kind of big here for that. And the dog would inch. He's a big dog now. He would inch a little forward.
He's probably 80 pounds. That's a big dog.
That was a big dog.
But he was so gentle, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very loving.
So gentle.
Very loving. And then after a few more tries, the boy's like, "Okay, I can't push you away anymore." He just starts like to hug on the dog, put berries his head on top of him.
Yeah,
it was just so. It was so cute. You know, it was so adorable. It's just like people, you know, keep loving on people no matter if they they keep kind of pushing you away. You know, when the first time I hugged Chris, he kind of froze.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Really? So,
like a boy says,
when you put your paw on his shoulder, you know, he was.
Is this human interaction? What is going on? Is someone touching me?
It was quite strange.
But I didn't give up. I just
no, you didn't.
This. And, you know, we have a tradition every year that I go visit. Some more ministers get together and get into them. I get a chance to go out there and hug on Chris again and commemorate that hug. Yep. With a picture every year. We commemorate that hug. And so no matter if they keep pushing you away, you know, keep loving them. Keep hugging on them because, yeah. You know, there's hope. Look at Chris. I mean, his heart
he'll hug yeah. you back. You broke through, man. Yeah. You know what his new nickname is, right?
What's his nickname?
It's Sensitive Chris.
Oh, it's not Sensitive Chris. Sensitive it's Chris. Not yeah. Sensitive.
No. Compassionate Chris. Compassionate. I'm sorry. Compassionate.
Get it right, man.
I'm sorry. Get it the thesaurus. Compassionate.
Right. Compassionate Chris. That's right. He's very compassionate. If you need mercy, call Chris.
That's right.
Yeah.
Call Chris.
What was that? You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.